Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 25th November. Top stories for today. The late Corporal Bahardin Ramli from 3rd Battalion, Senoi Perak, Northern Brigade of the General Operations Force, who was killed while on duty at the Malaysia-Thailand border yesterday morning, was laid to rest at Kampung Sungai Sampo at 12:20 p.m. today. In the 3:10 a.m. incident yesterday, Bahardin was killed in a shootout with smugglers while his colleague, Corporal Norihan, suffered serious injuries and is currently receiving treatment at Tuanku Fauziah Hospital in Kanga, Perlis. Meanwhile, 18 men have been remanded to facilitate investigations relating to the incident. They comprise of 3 Thais who have been remanded for 7 days until December 1st and 15 local men who have been remanded for 4 days until November 28th. All of them, aged between 19 and 37, were handcuffed when they were taken by the police to the remand room at 8:50 a.m. today. Perbadanan Tabung Pendidikan Tinggi Nasional (PTPTN) loans for B40 students taking diploma courses at IPTS will be increased from RM6,800 to RM8,000 per semester. Higher Education Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Noraini Ahmad, when winding up the debate on the Supply Bill 2021, said this would be subject to the takaful reserves for the IPTS concerned beginning next year. The government has agreed to rebrand the Department of Special Affairs, or JASA, as the Department of Community Communications, JCOM, with different roles and functions, said Minister of Communications and Multimedia Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah. He said the main objective of JCOM was to create two-way communications between the government and the people, namely to convey accurate, authentic and wise government information, as well as to hear the voices and feedback from the people. The Ministry of Human Resources plans to make it mandatory for all workers, including self-employment and gig economy, to contribute to the Social Security Organisation, SOCSO. Human Resources Minister Datuk Sri M. Saravanan said the existing Act, the Self-Employment Social Security Act 2017, must be amended to enable the safety and interests of workers in the sectors concerned to be guaranteed. Saravanan said the existing Act had constraints and needed to be scrutinised and reviewed in order to enable workers such as bus drivers or those with their own businesses to obtain safety net assistance. Elon Musk, the founder of electric automaker Tesla, has overtaken Bill Gates to become the world's second richest person, according to the Bloomberg list of billionaires. The 49-year-old added $7.2 billion in wealth yesterday alone following Tesla's latest surge. He now has an estimated $128 billion. The co-founder of SpaceX had already overtaken numerous luminaries in recent weeks, including Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.